And so they were selling this fully loaded coffee trailer for a good price. And I texted Allison and I said, oh my gosh, this would be perfect. We could have our coffee shop, but have it on wheels for our students with disabilities. And she said, oh, wow, that, you know, and now her job title is transition specialist. So that's what she does. She works with our students to plan their life after high school and to help them, employability skills teacher, to know what to teach them, what to work on with them, what kinds of job skills that they need. She does all of our transition assessments.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today is Lacey Hollingsworth. Lacey is the Director of Special Programs and District-Wide Communication at Axtell ISD, which is in Axtell, Texas, which is just northeast of Waco. Lacey, it is so great to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit, Lacey, about what's going on in Axtell. It sounds like you guys got some cool stuff happening there.
Yeah. So several years ago, my transition specialist, who at the time was an SLPA for the district and is a very good friend of mine, we heard about the Biddy and Bo's coffee shops and how they employ kids with special needs. And we thought that was just the coolest thing. And we both said, oh my gosh, we'd love to, like, when we retire, own something like that or do something like that. And then just, I guess it was the spring of 2024, I was on Facebook and saw that a lady in our community was selling a coffee trailer that was fully loaded. She and her husband did it as a business venture, but they launched a few different business ventures at one time, and one of them was more successful than the coffee trailer. And so they were selling this fully loaded coffee trailer for a good price. And I texted Allison and I said, oh my gosh, this would be perfect. We could have our coffee shop, but have it on wheels for our students with disabilities. And she said, oh, wow, that, you know, and now her job title is transition specialist. So that's what she does. She works with our students to plan their life after high school and to help them, the employability skills teacher, to know what to teach them, what to work on with them, what kinds of job skills that they need. She does all of our transition assessments. And so I said, oh my gosh, this would be amazing. And so it was like, oh, but that's a lot of money. You know, it's $25,000, which is a good price for that, but that's a lot of money. And, we're like, I don't think the school district's not going to be able to just fund that. And so, but we didn't want to take no for an answer. So we were like, how could we figure this out? How could we fund it? And so we called at the lady that was selling it, and she was just really touched by what we wanted to do with it, because she actually had bought the coffee truck. It was at the time called Bebe's Brew, and it was named for her niece who has Down syndrome. And she had actually started it to give her niece, something to do and, a way to interact with people and do things like that. And so she was really touched by what we wanted to do with it and the fact that it would continue to be used for the same purpose, but even on a bigger scale. And so she said, I am going to hold this until you guys can figure something out. Because we said we were going to look for grants. We were going to look for whatever we could do. So fast forward, and Allison went to, just like the next week, went to a transition conference at our local educational service center, and they were talking about a grant that Texas A&M does, their center for disabilities, and they do grants for transition programs, and so that are up to $10,000. So we said, okay, well, could we use it for this? And they said, well, you couldn't purchase the coffee truck with it, but you could purchase all of the supplies for the coffee truck, the contents. Well, since the coffee truck came fully loaded, we priced out the espresso machine, all the different things, and added it up to $10,000. We applied for that grant. And then some other grants in special education became available to fund other things that would free up the money in our state and local budget. And so we ended up getting a total of about $30,000 to $40,000 in grants.
Wow.
To free up money in our state and local budget so that then we could present that to the school board. And so we presented it to the school board and said, look, this is what we want. This is how amazing it would be for our students. And this is how we're going to pay for it. And they were all just on board and everybody was so excited. And at the time that we met with the board, we had only secured 20,000, a little over 20,000 in grants. And so we said, mm-hmm. you know, we can, you know, if the school can fund the last, it was $3,000 to $5,000, you know, then we've got all this taken care of. And the board was going to unanimously approve that, according to the board president, but they didn't even get the chance to because a local pastor that was sitting in the audience of the board meeting at the time stood up and said, our church, Grace Gospel Church, would like to fund the rest of the
wow.
project. And so
Ooh, look at me, you're making me all that's it's amazing.
Amazing. And so they funded the rest of it. And then we got an email right after we purchased the truck that we had received another supplemental grant. And so then that's what got the money up. But by that time, the community had already heard about it and was so excited. And so, we had our alumni association was taking up collections. And then someone in the alumni association, a local bed and breakfast owner, who's a retired petroleum engineer from Chevron, he and his wife said, this cause is so near and dear to our heart because our daughter has Pitt-Hopkins syndrome. Their granddaughter has Pitt-Hopkins syndrome. And so would you be willing to name your cappuccino drink after our granddaughter Collins, and we'll call it the Collins Camino Cappuccino. And we said, well, absolutely. And they said, great, if you will do that, we will donate the money for, we'll donate, well, they had already pledged to donate the money for the wrap. But they mm-hmm. said, we will also donate $1. They will personally donate $1 for every cappuccino we sell to the Pitt-Hopkins Research Foundation. And so, yeah, so that was another cool thing. So it took a year to get, we just didn't realize all the things that you had to do with a coffee trailer. You know, we were like, the coffee yeah. trailer's ready to go. Well, we had to get it wrapped so that it no longer had the old business name on the front. And right. so mm-hmm. Four Oaks Ranch and the Learman family, and in the name of the Pitt-Hopkins Foundation, they helped us and paid for the wrapping. So with that took a while to get the trailer wrap done and designed and all that. Then our maintenance guy, who happens to be an avid camper and knows a lot about trailers and different things like that, our director of maintenance, he called Phil's Trailer Sales, which is a local trailer sales company, and they outfit trailers and do things like that. And actually, they're Axtell alumni, so they were super excited to help with the project as well. Gave us really good prices on the different things that the trailer would need. You know, a generator box,
maintenance, and yeah,
all,
yeah.
Yes,
okay.
all the maintenance, yeah. all the different things.
Uh-huh.
So we ended
cool.
up spending about a year getting that stuff done. In the meantime, Allison, the transition specialist, went over and worked with the kids in their employability skills class, got them their food handlers licenses, and then she got food handler managers. And so we got all that done. And then we were super excited to, on August 6th, at our district-wide convocation for the teachers, roll out Lucky's Brew coffee truck for the first time. And our students, we had three students whose parents brought them to work. Oh, and the other piece of the puzzle was that our high school functional academic skills teacher is amazing, but she is totally overworked. And so she loves doing the employability skills classes, but with all the academic classes too, it was a lot. And so we hired a new teacher to do just the employability skills portion. She's going to be a coach. She's young. She's, you know, only got a few years teaching experience, has a heart for special ed kids. But we thought it was really just a gift from above that when we looked at her resume in college, she was a barista.
So, oh my God. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up.
I know. So everything literally fell into place. A really cool thing too is that a local coffee shop in Waco, Dichotomy Coffee, the owner of Dichotomy, they have Apex roasters, coffee roasters. And so we actually got to go and taste all these different coffees from all these different places and pick out our own Lucky's Brew blend of coffee. So we actually have, and we'll sell that out of the trailer too. So we have, we'll sell coffee by the pound, which is the special Lucky's Brew blend.
Okay.
And it comes from, I believe, Costa Rica. Really cool. And so it's just, when you talk about helping kids with disabilities to be successful for the rest of their lives, I mean, the skills that they're learning, the customer service skills, that, you know, even cleaning and helping with things, all of that stuff can help them to have gainful employment for the rest of their lives and to be self-supporting, you know, and all of those things. And so when you talk about that, I mean, people are just so happy to help. And it's just been so cool how everything has fallen into place. But, you know, of course, our first day, our soft opening, we had a few kinks we were learning and, you know, trying to figure out exactly the strength that the coffee needs to be and how fine we need to grind the beans and, you know, all those different things. But the kids, oh my gosh, they had so much fun. I think I sent you some pictures of it. But the kids had so much fun. And when they were, you know, they would say, have a great day, have a great day. And, you know, they would hang their head out the window and yell at people. And, you know, and it was so fun. And it was funny to see their personalities at work because, you know, we had one boy who was all about greeting everybody and being friendly and talking to everybody. And we had one boy who was all business. He, you know,
yeah,
he was
just
like,
get it done. Make coffee,
give me your
right?
name. And then he like shut the window and said, we'll call it when it's ready, you know? And so it was fun to see. It was just fun to see all those different aspects of their personality. But when we finished, we served coffee for about 2 hours that morning, two and a half hours. And when we finished, the girl who came to help us, one of our students, she's a senior, she goes, whew, if y'all don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and go home with my mom because that was some hard work. And we said, sure, you worked really hard. You did a great job. And so, you know, but, but so just having those learning experiences for the kids is really neat. And, you know, we really didn't expect it to take off as much as it did. I mean, of course we dreamed that, oh, this would be amazing and we could do all these great things with it. But in the beginning, we didn't really seek health department permits and stuff for it because we were like, we'll just do it around the school, you know, and we'll have, and so we'll just operate it out of the school cafeteria kind of thing, kind of like a concession stand. And so that was our plan. Right. But after we posted about our soft opening and posted pictures, we started getting calls from so many people in the Waco area saying, hey, could you bring the coffee truck with your kids to this event? Or, you know, we've been invited to have it at the Sensory Santa event in Waco. And we've had some other schools reach out to us. We would love to have your students come and serve our students and our teachers and things like that. So we really, you know, have kicked it into gear after that because we're like, man, if we're taking this show on the road, we've got to, you know, we've got to
make it legal, right?
And so that's what we're working through now is the permitting process. But we're planning our next opening day to be at the, we Axtel hosts a cross country meet, in September, September 17th. And so we're going to have the kids work and the coffee truck open for the cross country meet, to serve the parents and different things like that. And so, you know, and just probably these first few times, probably just take tips until we really learn, you know, what all we're doing and the right strength of the coffee and the different things like that. But gosh, we found people on even just on district-wide convocation day, people were so willing to just drop $20 in there even when they got just one coffee, because all the money goes back to our employability skills kids in classrooms. And so they want to help, you know, and it's neat. It's been great.
One thing I often hear from school leaders is, I just want a partner who puts students first. At Lighthouse Therapy, that's exactly what we do. We don't have outside investors and we don't answer to shareholders. Instead, we answer to school leaders like you, those listening to this podcast. Whether you're wanting virtual, hybrid, or in-person therapy, our systems are designed to make your life easier and your team stronger. We are a therapy company run by therapists for therapists for the betterment of students. Visit lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter together to learn how we can help you support your students this year.
So, holy moly. Yeah. You had me at just about tears. It's so neat. I'm still so emotional.
Yes.
It's such a cool thing.
Yes,
cool
we did.
Thing.
And I mean, at the board meeting, it was the board meeting in June, I believe, of 2024. I mean, I think everybody in the room was in tears when Pastor Toll stood up and said, we want to help fund this project. And then it was just overwhelming. One of the board members, well, several of the board members are alumni, but one of the board members said that he was going to personally reach out to the Alumni Association to see what they could do to help. And that's what got the Lehrmans involved. And so it's just been, it's
God's
really
hand,
just
right?
Been,
through the whole thing. God's hand through the whole thing. That is
absolutely.
So cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So cool.
And, you know, I just feel like in special education, I've been a director for, this is my 11th year. And in special education, so many times we get so caught up in compliance. And especially if you've been doing it for years and years and years, you kind of lose your focus and it becomes almost more compliance first, because that's what you specialize in your district-wide offices, is you've got to make sure that the paperwork looks right and that, you know, TEA, Texas Education Agency, isn't going to be upset with how your paperwork is. And, oh my gosh, we have an audit coming up, or we have this or that. But I've found, and I think that the most important thing that we can remember as directors and as special educators is that it should always be students first. Always students first. Because if you think about students first and what's going to be the best for our students, then typically you can find a way to make it compliant. If it is the best thing for your students, it may not look traditionally like the perfect compliant answer, but you can think outside of the box and figure it out. You know, kind of like when Texas A&M said, well, we can't fund the coffee trailer, we could have easily said, well, I guess we can't do it. But we said, can you fund the espresso machine? Can you, you know? And so just being able to think outside the box, and I think we can do that with students' IEPs too. If there's something that a student really needs, but it's not something traditionally that the school can provide, is there a way we can think outside the box to make this possible for our student and to keep it in compliance? You know, and those are the things that I think that we need to focus on. And I'm not saying, you know, pie in the sky. Obviously, district funding is shorter every year.
Yeah,
you know?
Every year. Right. Yeah, I get it.
Every year. You know, so I'm not saying, I mean, we had a special education parent one time that asked to put a bidet in the life skills room. And, you know, we obviously we're probably not going to do that. I mean, she's willing to donate it. But that could have been a disaster. but you know, so we're not necessarily gonna do crazy things. But if it's something that's gonna be best for kids, do, you know, try to find a way to do it. Try to find a way to do what's best for kids. Because I would have never thought that, you know, I'm a spiritual person, and I would have never thought that God would clear a path for this like he has. He cleared a path for this that I could have never dreamed
right.
of. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And whether you are a spiritual person and you believe that's God, or you just believe that's the stars aligning and the universe, either way, the stars
matter.
Will align. Yeah. God will provide it, you know, it. You can have these big dreams even with a small budget.
Right.
We're a tiny school.
Right.
We're a tiny school.
Yeah.
We have 250 kids in our high school, you know, but we have this amazing program that, you know, that a lot of giant schools don't have, you yeah. know, and it's all
and
because,
you're an inspiration. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And but it's really all because we have a great team of people here that just love our kids. We mm-hmm. all just love
yeah.
our kids, and we want our kids. We're personally involved. They're not a number. They're not just on the paperwork. You know, they're not just a name. We know the faces that go with the names, and that's the benefit of a small school too. We know the faces. We know the parents. Some of these kiddos, I've watched them grow up. Since mm-hmm. they were little bitty, one of the boys that, or actually two of the boys that worked the coffee truck with us on the 6th, I've been involved in their education since they were 3 years old, you know? So to see them grow and flourish like this, it's just been amazing. It's just been so
yeah.
cool. So.
Wow. So I have a quick question. You were talking about the special blend. Is there ways that if people are hearing this, that they can order that online? Do you have that ability yet? Or is that something that you're considering? I just want to, you know, the reach that we have, that we possibly could have, could be helpful to you guys as well as we move forward.
Yeah, so we don't have it up yet, but I can get it up online soon.
Okay.
Hopefully, maybe, I don't know when this will air, but hopefully
it's
maybe.
It's about 8 weeks. So today
yeah.
is August 27th, 2025.
Okay.
So if you can have it up before the end of October, then we could,
for sure.
you know, when that goes live, then we could definitely put that in here and make sure that people know where they can go to order this. Because that, I mean, anything that we can do to help you guys. And it's funny that you were talking about, too, about student-centered, because Lighthouse Therapy mission, and we are a company that lives our mission. You know, a lot of companies have a mission, and it's a piece of paper that's in a notebook, and you know, it's there because you have to have a mission statement. Lighthouse Therapy lives our mission, and our mission is to be a therapy company run by therapists for therapists for the betterment of students. The bottom
yes.
line of everything that we do is for those kids. And when we talk about success at Lighthouse, we don't talk about the amount of money that we made or the amount of clients that we had or, you know, how much cash flow we had or any of those things. Our success is in the number of students that we serve. And that is amazing because it's exactly,
yes.
it lines up exactly with what you guys are doing. And we did almost 2,700 last year. So I'm
That's
proud
awesome.
Of the
yes,
students that we're helping. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That's,
same thing.
Yes. And I know when I interviewed for this job 11 years ago, our superintendent was new to the district. I think it was the end of his first year when he interviewed me. And one of the questions he asked was, because back then that was when in the state of Texas, part of your accountability was tied to your number of special education students. And so to get the higher accountability rankings, you wanted to have less than 8.5% of your student population in special education back then. Of course, now that's mm-hmm. been exposed, and that was a huge deal, and it's not that way. But back then he asked me, so I know you've done your research on our district because, you know, you live in the community. So what is our magic number? What do you believe is our magic number? How many students can we serve in special education? And I said, as many students as live in our district who are disabled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he said,
amen.
Right. But for accountability purposes, You know, and TEA, and I said, if TEA has a problem with the students that we are serving, then I will be happy to invite them to come and look at our files and tell me which student doesn't deserve the services that they need. Mm-hmm. And he told me that that was one of the reasons why he hired me for the position. He said, because I could tell that you cared about kids over numbers. And mm-hmm. and I think that we've always got to keep that at the front. Kids over numbers. But yeah, like you were asking about the merchandise, I know the website to order will be successfund.com/luckysbrew, LUCKYSBREW. And beautiful. So we hope to have our coffee on there, but then also maybe some merchandise too, some t-shirts, some hats, different things like that. So, yeah.
Fantastic. That is so fantastic. I love this so much for you guys and for the kids. Whew, it's so neat. It's such a great story and so inspirational. And boy, if you are a special education director or somebody out there in education that has a dream, go for it. Fight for those kids because it's amazing. It's amazing how things can line up and how, in my opinion, and obviously in Lacey's, how God can work, because that's lighthouse therapy is a result of a calling that I was given. So, and he does, if you're in it and you do it for the right reasons, he just will continue to bless it. So, I'm super excited for you guys, Lacey, and just what's happening. And I will make sure that when our team does, the editing and that name or the website will show up, and we'll put it on repeat. Why don't you say it one more time for us, so that way we know we've got it twice. How about that?
Sure. So it'll be successfund. So that'll be all together. .com/luckysbrew. LUCKYSBREW.
Beautiful, beautiful job. Okay. All right. Well, where can people find you? I know there are people that are going to have questions, and I would love for them to be able to reach out to you if they have a question about how you did all of this, because it's amazing.
Sure, absolutely. They can connect with me via our Axwell ISD Facebook page. That's part of my Director of Communications for the district. I am one of the administrators of the Facebook page, the primary administrator of the Facebook page. So they can send me a message to our Axwell ISD Facebook page, or they can connect with me personally via email. My email address is lhollingsworth@axwellisd.net. I'd be happy happy to help.
And Axtell is with the accent, A-X-T-E-L-L, just so you know.
Yes.
Because it does kind of sound like a U. So, but that's okay. But we want to make sure that we're clear. Absolutely. We don't want anybody to have trouble finding you guys, because it's amazing. It's just amazing. And I'd love to hear how it continues, you know, stay in touch and see how it goes as God continues to bless what you're doing, because obviously he's in it. So that's fantastic. And those kids are going to win. The kids win when we put them first. I 1000% agree with you. So amazing. Just amazing, Lacey. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thanks for being on the Brighter Together podcast. I had no idea. I didn't do the intro call, so I didn't even know what I was stepping into. So I'm so thrilled that I was able to. I mean, I just think that here we are, you have done this, and now Brighter Together is going to be able to push it out even farther. So I'm really prayerful and hopeful that this will just increase your reach. I really hope that that happens. So
thank you. I hope so. Yeah. And you're our first person to do any kind of like feature on it. Our local news wants to come and do a feature, but we've been waiting to get the coffee truck back because we were having some modifications made to the generator box. We found out that, you know, it's the box is great, but putting fuel in the generator is difficult. So they're going to make the hole bigger and, you know, different things like that.
So we've been waiting. Make it better.
So we've been waiting to get the coffee truck back to be able to meet with the news. So you're before even our local news. Wow. So there you go.
Well, thanks. Well, thank you again. We're brighter together. That's the name of the podcast, and that's what we are. We are definitely brighter together. So God bless you and your team. It's amazing. And I look forward to learning more about it in the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much.